you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 10th of September, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios. Underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, school is back. Classes are happening. Campus is open. The nest is crowded with people, some of whom are wearing masks. One, two, three, four, five, maybe five out of 50? Six, seven, okay. Maybe 10% are wearing masks. Hopefully the rest are all vaxxed up. I'm vaxxed up. I'm wearing a mask. I got my hands all sanitized. The station just got wiped down. Everything's nice and clean for ya. For an hour of broadcasting. It's Vancouver's go-to our local independent theater, film, and music. It starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Are ya? It's good to be here. Gotta love it. Yes, indeedy duty. All that jazz. Just came back from a week at Whistler, which was actually quite relaxing. You know, we walked around a little bit, hit the fancy Scandinavian spa, which was harder to find than we thought it would be, even considering the fact that we'd been there before. And we booked a week in advance. We booked a week later than we thought. That's it. Yeah, we got there on Wednesday and they said, no, you're booked for next Wednesday. But they let us in anyway and we got all plunged into the pool and the water and stuff. But you know, it was kind of weird. It wasn't as busy, I think, as the last time we were there, but I still felt kind of closed in. I felt like there were too many people around me. And we were there for a couple hours and I know. First world problems. But it was nice. You know, we had a good time. We ate a bit of the local food. We had the Avalanche Pizza and the Splits Burgers. And what else did we eat? Oh, other food. But we walked around the village, did a little hike, you know, up to the upper village and looked at trees and looked at animals and did all that Whistler stuff. But we're back now. And we're going to hear some music. Let's start with Madeline Reed.
T
so are.
So the Vancouver Fringe Festival is on. Yes, it's back and not completely up to its usual standard, but it's pretty good. It's kind of a truncated event this year. It's I had to move my mic there and I didn't realize it was going to be that noisy. It's going to be all on Granville Island, several venues that are putting on shows. And of course, all the usual COVID protocols are in place. And if you are still not comfortable going to a live event, there's plenty of stuff online as well. If you are going to be attending in person, here's just a few of the COVID protocols that they are asking you to observe. First of all, before you go down, do the COVID-19 self-check, which is available at the BC Ministry of Health website, and that makes sure that you don't have any symptoms and stuff, because if you do have symptoms, they ask that you not show up. Some of those symptoms are fevers, chills, cough, worsening cough, shortness of breath, muscle aches, sore throats, any of that kind of stuff, or if you've traveled outside of the country in the last 2 weeks. So if any of those things apply to you, just don't go. You know, do the online stuff and, you know these rules anyway. But if you are going to go to help them move things along, show up about at least half an hour before the show starts. That way you can check in, make your way to your seat. Remember to wear a mask. They do require that you have a mask on at all times while you're moving around the venue. But once you're in your seat, they do encourage you to remain keep the mask on unless you're enjoying a beverage or a snack or something like that. But, you know, be mindful that keeping the mask on will help keep everyone safe. Make sure you maintain social distance. Keep yourself, volunteers, and fringe staff safe by maintaining a 2-meter distance from anyone who is not in your bubble. Help stop the spread of the virus by using a sanitizer or repeatedly washing your hands. They will be providing sanitizing stations around the venue. Patrons do not require a physical ticket or membership for entry. Each group will be checked in by a Fringe team member electronically. Make sure you provide your name, contact information, and sign the waiver of liability. And if you are buying tickets at the door, consider a contactless method of payment. They do require cooperation of all festival patrons, staff, volunteers, and artists to ensure a safe theater experience for everyone. And the Vancouver Fringe Festival reserves the right to remove any individual found to be non-compliant with the health and safety policies or procedures. And if you have any questions or anything, you can contact them by email. It's info@vancouverfringe.com. If you want to know who's playing and where and how to get tickets and all that jazz, it's all at tickets.vancouverfringe.com. Calm. Thank you.
My comfort zone, the cheerleader at every show. Boss ass Filipina with the laugh of a hyena. Name the date and she'll be there, but only if she really cares. Her Leo vibe is so strong and she's always on that new song. First child at a mom's womb, first to leave if they're out of tune. Always keeps it moving, only woman of color in the boardroom. I know what you're capable of, I've seen what you've gone through. I know that you'll make a party out of what you do. And when you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. And keep going, sis, you're the motherfucking goat. When you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on a playground just on separate coasts. Shout and keep going, sis, you're the motherfucking goat.
Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis.
Life, love, and other mysteries. What's the point of this? You say make a dent in history, seal it with a kiss. Throw back to your surfer days. You're still yelling, catch the wave. Next door, next level, seize the day. I know you'll keep shuffling those tarot cards. Know that home is never far. Our bond's undeniable. You were my first miracle. Sister, I'm so proud of you. Do what you came here to do. Keep counting your angels and the baby steps to move. And when you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shout and keep going, sis, you're the motherfucking goat. When you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shout and keep going, sis, you're the motherfucking goat.
Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness, that's my sis.
Yep, that's my sis.
Yep, that's Kim Ortle. And great song, that's my sis. Now, as I mentioned before, Fringe Festival is on, and when Fringe Festival is on, that means also it's the opening night for the new season at United Players at the Jericho Arts Center. Things are starting to come back to normal. How do you like them bananas, huh? Now they're doing... start again. The current play that opens tonight, it's a classic Greek comedy, like from 3,000 years ago, called Amphitruo by Plautus, translated and directed by artistic director Toph Marcel, who is a classic scholar in his own right. Here's the pitch. Meet Alcumina, a woman so desirable that Jupiter stops the heavens so he can sleep with her. An adultery story with a faithful wife, this broken play breaks all the rules of ancient comedy. Two sets of doubles make us ask, what does it mean when you are no longer yourself? The original tragic comedy is presented here in a fresh new verse translation from the Latin by Toph Marcel. Oh, it's from Latin, not Greek. Okay, What do I know? And the music is composed for the production by Alex Silverman. It features Claire DeBrun, Cameron Chu, Ayush Chhabra, Matt Loop, Joan Park, and Aaron Perghardt. Directed, as I said, by Toph Marshall. There is a content warning. The play includes slavery, physical abuse, and reference to sexual abuse. It's going to be performed live on stage, and it will also be streaming starting tomorrow. And it goes until the 3rd of October. Tickets are available by email, info@unitedplayers.com, or you can leave a voicemail at 604-224-8007. That's Amphitruo starting tonight at United Players at the Jericho Arts Center.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org. The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown Eastside. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
That's how it was back in '77. The wind. They both said, girl, you're gonna be all right. Floating on down, my fever broke that night. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of without a farmhouse near, on the coldest evening of the year, I saw the dark woods fill up with snow, and I searched for my house blazed in yuletide glow. That's how it was back in 77, the winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent, the winter of
we'll be right back. be so tortured in the heart of time and all the truth. But should I do it all is best if my not in no reach. I'd walk a thousand miles to only if I get for father I can need all the stuff that will light alone. I do need the interior heart I have nothing to hold. The heart I tear is similar to my two-wedding crew. As I can stand up this life is it too big for you.
Well, there's a blast from the past. That's like 1981 or something. That's Axonauts and Hash Assassin on CITR 101.9 FM. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all. open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. SFU, Simon Fraser University Capstone Projects, are looking for performers and devising collaborators for several student-directed shows. This is a non-union, unpaid student project. Submissions will be open until noon on Sunday, September 12th. To apply and see a short description for each show, there is a link on the Vancouver Public Library audition page. And they will be following current SFU COVID safety guidelines. If you have any further questions or comments or concerns, you can email capstoneprojects2021@gmail.com. Northann Community Players presenting Farce of Nature by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooden, and directed by friend of the show, Mandana Namazi. The production is scheduled for February of 22 at Hendry Hall in North Van. Welcome to one outrageous day at the Reel 'Em Inn, the finest fishing lodge in the Ozarks. Dean G. Wilburn and his wife, Winnell, play host to a wacky bunch of guests who slam every door they can find. Gangsters, cops, and vicious critters collide in this southern fried farce. Set in Mayhew, Arkansas, this farce is sure to be a much-needed fun return to the theater for cast, crew, and audience alike. Three-dimensional but larger-than-life performances needed to bring this play to life. A great ensemble play where the characters hide, lie, disguise themselves, cross-dress, and slam doors. Lots of slamming doors going on there, while trying to evade the critters and hungry varmints outdoors. Actors should be comfortable with physical comedy and varying degrees of intimacy and slamming doors. Auditions are by appointment only September 23rd and 25th at Hendry Hall, which is located at 815 East 11th Street, North Vancouver. These are open auditions, but preference will be given to existing members of North Van Community Players. And they ask that everyone be vaccinated in time for rehearsals, and that you comply with appropriate health guidelines as necessary to ensure everyone's safety. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops accepting submissions for its spring production of The Wizard of Oz, directed by James McDonald. The contract runs from April 18th to May 28th, and auditions will be held via self-tape, which will be followed by in-person auditions at a later date in various cities. Submission deadline for self-tapes is Thursday, September 30th at 5 p.m. Please submit the following information to auditions at WCT Live. That's auditions at WCTLive.ca with the subject line Wizard of Oz Auditions. Make sure you include your photo and resume. Send it as a PDF file labeled with your full name. Mention the role you would like to audition for. And if you want to find out more character breakdowns and details and stuff, you can go to their website, WCTLive.ca. Remember that age ranges refer to the age of the character, not the actor, and actors of all genders and ethnicities will be considered for roles in this production. Theater in the Country in Langley is holding auditions in a couple of weeks. No, next week for two shows, All Together Now, which is a part of the worldwide event created by MTI, and Elf the Musical, which is a musical that's going to be happening in December. The auditions for All Together Now are on September 15th and for Elf, September 19th and 20th. All the details for both shows are at theaterinthecountry.com, which is all one word with no underscores or anything like that. Theater is spelt with an R-E, theatreintheecountry.com/auditions. Align Entertainment is announcing auditions for their 2022 show, Seussical, by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. It will run at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby in January, and the auditions are happening on the 17th and 19th of September at the Lindbergh Academy for Performing Arts. Character descriptions and audition registration and all the information is available at Align Entertainment, which is spelled A-L-I-G-N-E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T. .ca. And last but not least, the Young People's Opera Society of BC, YPOSBC, is holding auditions for their 2021 season. The in-person auditions were last week, but they are still accepting videos until the 5th of October. If you want to find out more information about that, go to yposbc.org. And I did have one more here. There it is. Bard on the Beach is holding auditions for their next season. This is not a general audition. This is a specific show. It's called Harlem Duet, written by Janet Sears, or is it Did Janet Sears? I never know if those first letters are pronounced or not, but I'll pronounce it. Did Janet Sears. It's directed by Sharissa Richards. It's going to be they start rehearsal in May, and then the show itself will run from the 21st of June till the 21st of July. A little bit of production description. It's often called a prelude to Shakespeare's Othello. Harlem Duet tells the story of Othello and his first wife, Billy, the one he married before Desdemona. Their history is told through the lives of three couples, each named Othello and Billy, during eras of special significance in the Black American experience. 1860, prior to emancipation, 1928, at the height of the historic Harlem Renaissance, and 1997, post-civil rights and pre-21st century. They are looking to follow to fill the following roles. Ama is 30s, Black, kind, gentle, and supportive sister-in-law to Billy, loving and considerate. She wants the best for Billy and is considered about her and concerned about her well-being. And Maggie, the landlady, 40s, Black, best friend to Billy, confident, full of life, with a big personality, knows what she wants, and goes for it. So if you're interested in getting involved with this one, it's going to be at Bard on the Beach next year. Interested artists are asked to submit a headshot and resume in PDF format only to auditions at bardonthebeach.org with the subject line Harlem Duet Submission with your name. Please indicate the roles you would like to audition for. Also indicate your equity status. Deadline for all this is Sunday, September 12th at 5 p.m. And make sure they do say thanks to all who apply, but only those who are selected for audition will be contacted. Is that right? The way you say that? Contacted or contacted? Anyway, if you want details, and these are other audition notices, you will find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can email it directly here to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Now listen to this.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you
Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Well, that's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Music today was by Madeline Reed, Mike Richter, Alexandria Mayo, Kim Mortal, Norin Braun, The Smugglers, Damn It Samantha, Actionauts, and Big City. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings, although there's more happening than not happening these days, check out TheaterWire, CreateAstir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, and listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Audrey has moved. She's no longer on Fridays at 1. She's on Mondays, but I can find her in the schedule, so I don't know what time. Just tune in on Monday and you'll find her. But you can still hear Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock today, as he's always been. And as he's always been since 1987. Too bad I can't do that again because I'm on live. As he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, will be here on your radio at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Full, but you still pour, 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 pour it out.